Welcome to the music edition of my podcast. This is going to be a tad bit weird for me because I'm alone. But like I've always said, you're never broadcasting alone if someone else is listening on the other side, right? Well, first and foremost, I would have done a great misfortune if I got into the swing of things without having regard for what is happening in Sudan. Now, if you're not aware of what's happening in Sudan, December 2018 saw a surge of protests from citizens of Sudan due to increasing prices and calling upon President Omar al-Bashir, who, might I add, has been president for 29 years, a classic problem that we have here in Africa. I mean, I appreciate being born in South Africa, where the political landscape is very different and we are governed by rule of law, well, somewhat rule of law. But we also have in place a constitution, and albeit, in my opinion, again, would be befitting for a utopian state. We'll have this conversation another day, though. But in terms of our constitution, a president can hold tenure or can be in office for a stipulated period of time, and they cannot be in office for longer than 2 terms. The situation in Sudan got so rife that the government responded by using live ammunition on protesters, killing scores and injuring even more. To date, thousands of women have been raped, children are killed, and many others are murdered in the most gruesome of ways, and their bodies are disposed of in the Nile River. People have lost their possessions, mothers are separated from their children, unlawful arrests are being carried out, and the world is silent on these issues, on this particular issue. But billionaires were more than happy to contribute to the restoration of Nostradamus, an unoccupied building which caught fire and only, what, 3 people were injured? What a time to be black. Getting into what has been happening in the music industry throughout the month of June. June started off with the news that Jigga Man, Jay-Z, has reached billionaire status. And yes, I love seeing black people win. Forbes declared Jigga as hip-hop's first billionaire. According to Forbes, I quote, Jigga has accumulated a fortune that consecutively totals to $1 billion, making him only one of only a handful of entertainers to become a billionaire and the first hip-hop artist to do so. Now get this, his wealth comes from his stake in his Armand de Brignac champagne, which is also known as Ace of Spades, as well as his Douce cognac, both worth $130 million and $100 million respectively. In addition to this, he has $220 million cash and investments that include a stake in Uber worth an estimated $70 billion. Phew, I feel so broke. I am not continuing with the story. But major shout out to anyone who's ever managed to build themselves from the ground up like this and for getting it by all means necessary. So Billboard has decided to introduce a new chart that recognizes not just singers, but also songwriters and producers. It was launched on the 15th of June, and I'm particularly excited about this because I love and appreciate that art that goes behind making a song. So from my own research, the chart will be published weekly using data from the Hot 100 and other genre charts to track streaming counts, radio play, and physical sales numbers. It will also highlight 2 specific genres each week, alternating between R&B, hip-hop, rap, country, rock, dance, electronic, Latin, as well as gospel and Christian music. So while the logistics behind this chart are that it is based on a points system accrued by a songwriter or producer for each attributed song appearing on the chart, my concern is whether this translates into money for the singer or songwriter. Or the producer. I appreciate the recognition for producers and songwriters, but that's just not enough. Friday, the 7th of June, marked the date of death of singer Nicume, who was introduced to the mainstream market through a song called Budiza with Moby Dixon. Her record label Top Chip confirmed that she was found at a friend's place in King Williamstown after what came to light as a suicide. While the surrounding circumstances of her death remain unclear, I certainly hope that you know that you can find help for any mental health issues you may struggle with. Therapy can cost an arm and a leg, and that's why I'm grateful for institutions such as the South African Anxiety and Depression Group that offer assistance from just a phone call away. Do get in touch with SADC and speak to a counselor. Call 011-234-8182 or call their 24-hour helpline on 0800 0800-456-789. A major shout out to Zahara because she secured the bag, and she'll never run out of cash. Well, I hope. Anyway, she just signed a lucrative deal with Empress Palace, becoming the first South African musician to do so. Her deal is basically a residency deal, meaning for an unspecified period of her contract, she will be required to perform at a number of places of the conglomerate's hotels around the world. Goat of note. The deal has been set at an undisclosed amount, and we all know that is cool that she's getting paid. And the deal is said to include flight expenditures, accommodation, and leisure expenditures. Tikomkulu, mbagami ladies. Chris Brown seems to be working harder than the devil on his busiest day. Homeboy has been working on his 9th studio album called Indigo, which features the likes of Drake, Nicki Minaj, Tory Lanez, Ubabaga Noah, aka Trigger, or Trey Songz if you don't know who that is, Gunna, and many more. Breezy took the liberty to host a release party in honor of his latest project in Los Angeles, California, during the weekend of the BET Awards. The album is a 32-track album. Lord, good Jesus, my God. My chat, though, is that while I appreciate good music and, we've just become a generation of instant gratification. I want to hear a song really quickly, and I want to move on to another song. That's just the nature of things, but I'll give the album a listen, also because I have to give you a review, so my choice. The Recording Industry Association of America has announced that Young Thug has reached diamond status for the song Havana with Camila Cabello. He made this announcement on his Instagram page. This certification is one of the most coveted amongst musicians. Diamond certification is given in instances where an artist has sold 10 million copies of a single or an album. With the advent of technology, this means that platforms for streaming are also taken into cognizance. Now, in South Africa, RISA is a similar organization, or rather, it's an organization that is responsible for making such or similar certifications. For an artist in South Africa to reach diamond status, they must have sold 40,000 units of a single or an EP. Literally 40,000 units. Not lento yawe, oh, wong tumena ngo sherit, angifuni ngablenda sherit, it's piracy. And finally, Shaw Machozi walked away with the BET Best International Act Award. Very emotional moment for her. Makes it all the more better after she stepped on everybody's neck at the SAMAs. And also raising the South African flag all the way up was actress Nomzamo Mbatha, whose outfit was nothing short of amazing. And while aka Akawinanga, the Best International Act Award, Burna Boy did snap that one. But we also need to have a moment to speak about the possibility of a Truth and Reconciliation Commission for aka and Burna Boy, because we just need one more collab, just one more for the books. It's album review time. The album that I will be reviewing from this month that just dropped recently, I think it did drop in June, is an album called The Father of Ashad, or The Father of Assad, by DJ Khaled. So here goes my review. I hope I don't get bitten for this, but I'm just going to be as honest as I can. By the end of the album, I was tired, to be quite honest. But a song that stood out for me is a song called Just Us featuring Cesar, track 4 on the album. From the moment the song starts, I don't know if you love it purely because it's nostalgic. The beat was sampled from I'm Sorry, Mr. Jackson. I don't know if it's that, but for me, that was a bit distracting because it robbed me of the opportunity to listen to the song objectively, because my thought was always Awamara, but I probably have to listen to it multiple more times for it to grow on me. The next song was a song with Post Malone and Travis Scott, track 6. It's also right up there. Caught my attention for the obvious fact that Travis is on the song, and I appreciate a good Travis Scott song. Additionally, it's a feel-good song. The message indicates that it's a feel-good song. The title, rather. I mean, after all, the song is called Celebrate. But you kind of have to be in a feel-good state. You kind of have to be, like, elevated, you know, like a thank you for sharing this day with us type mood. The real ones know what I'm talking about. And you know DJ Khaled doesn't pass out on an opportunity to give thanks on his outros, and this song is no different. Another song that was greatly anticipated from the album is a song called Higher, which features the late Nipsey Hussle, may his soul rest in peace, as well as John Legend. There's a falsetto thing that's going on there. I love that. For me, it's just like the snare drum. When it's correctly arranged, it produces the most beautiful of sounds. I love the song Higher. So do you have a listen to that one? The next song, literally the next song, is a song that sounds very similar to the previous song called Higher. It's called Won't Take My Soul. It gives me the impression that I'm listening to the encore of a previous song, Higher. It's not a horrible song. No, don't get me wrong. It's not a horrible song. That beat is sampled though. I don't know from where, but my gut is telling me so. I've heard it before. So yeah, those are the two songs. Another song to look out for is a song called Thank You, which features Big Sean. It was also very befitting to feature him on the song. He throws a bit of what I quote as shade at Ariana Grande, saying, gotta thank all my exes on some thank you next shit. And I was just like, yo, okay, what was that about? But also, what's a Big Sean feature without him mentioning his grandmother? Well, not on this one. The song is a song about gratitude, and I like gratitude, you know. I think gratitude is everything. Okay, so I'm wrapping up my album review with this bit of information that I have for you. Songs, there are two songs on the album that feature a guy called Buju Banton. Both reggae songs, but the one that I'm speaking about particularly is a reggae song that samples Zion by Lauryn Hill. I think reggae artists as a general thing are great artists, great singers when they do sing, well, most of them. But I wouldn't listen to Holy Ground, and this is the last song on the album. Nah, personally, I wouldn't listen to it. If it's a verb, then I wouldn't side-eye you. He's also featured on the first song, which is called Holy Mountain. So the last song is called Holy Ground, the first song is called Holy Mountain. Holy Mountain also contains a bit of a sampling at the end, and this is a sample that I've, from my bit of music knowledge, is taken from Sirs the Evils, which says, one spliff a day keeps evil away. If you know that song, you know what I'm talking about. But I also guess the theme of the album as an overall thing was starting and ending with some sort of spirituality, considering that the first song is called Holy Ground. The first song is called Holy Mountain, and the last song is called Holy Ground. That was my album review. I could be wrong. You could love different songs on the album. Let me know what you think so that we revisit this someday, and maybe I would have a love for the other songs on the album that I didn't have a mention of. In addition to album reviews, I'll also be doing single reviews. Now, the first song that I'm reviewing that dropped in the month of June is a song by Gigi LaMaine featuring King Monada. It's called Fufa. It's totally different from what she's done. I love it. I never saw this collaboration happening, but now that it's happened, I think it's very refreshing to hear. It's a really memorable song, and I appreciate hearing memorable songs because you'll just be minding your own business. Next thing you hear, Fufa namoye ni peti maligaba. She's Aleo Mari Destination Guazban Yebo Ayeye. So that's basically how the song goes. The visuals for the song have also been dropped, so do check it out on YouTube. On his recent tour, Drake announced the collaboration that he would be doing with Chris Brown, and lo and behold, we saw the fruits thereof. A song called No Guidance was dropped this month. The song is doing so well that it even made its way to the number 9th spot on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. It feels like a very nostalgic Drake, I won't cap, a little nostalgic Chris Brown, and just a bit of old school R&B. There's something about the song that reminds me of Chris Brown's Back to Sleep. There's just an instrument. I hope I'm not the only one that's hearing it, but when I put the song side to side and I listen to them to the songs together or side by side, there is much of a resemblance to the songs, but I'm not mad. It's a song that I will grow to love. I know myself. So do check it out. Sun L and Amifaku dropped a song together on the 7th of June. I love Amifaku. I absolutely adore her voice. And I equally appreciate Sun L and how he is such a soulful producer. And he has a very subtle way of putting his magic onto songs that he produces. For me, true talent is being able to have your art touch souls. I appreciate the song. It's called Into Ingawe. Miss Prue drops a song called Sondela, and I'm not sure if this one was dropped in June or if it was dropped prior, but I heard it for the first time in June and I'm very up to date with music, so it's a very great song if you're looking to get married. It's a great song in general, but if you're looking to get married, it's even better because wedding season is coming up very soon, and if you get yourself like a really up-to-date DJ, then this one should definitely be on the checklist. Dude, I can already imagine myself at a wedding, chilling, having supper or having lunch, whatever the case is, with my drink, and love is in the atmosphere. And this is definitely one of those songs that brings about that type of atmosphere. It features a myriad of artists from the Ambitious stable, so it's like, you know, family coming together. So that's a jam. I don't want to say much, but that is a song. Nicki Minaj is making her comeback. The sis dropped Megatron. I think the first verse makes reference to her boyfriend who was in prison, Laima Langin. It has a Caribbean feel to it. You're going to hear this one at clubs quite a lot in the weeks to come. It is a feel-good song, so not too shabby. It is tune endorsement time. Skatsok Vala Manje. And I'm ending it with songs that I endorse and I really think you should listen to. Not really songs that were dropped in the month that I will be making the review. Just old songs, you know. I like plugging people onto music, so I'm really going to capitalize here and big time at that. Earlier this year, I discovered a song by Zynga, who previously went by Smashers. The name of the song is called Dlala. I love the guitar work on it. I initially thought it was Nduduzo Makatini, but I came to find out that it was actually Ali Keys with the Magic Hands. So that's a jam. That's a jam. It's something very different from what he's done or from what I've known him to do. So I do appreciate this. I don't know what sound this is called. I love the sound. Ooh, I'm a big fan. Yes, like... Anyway, the last song I also want to suggest that you plug yourself onto is a song called Yerefaga by San L yet again. The vocals are laid by, I'm going to butcher this lady's name, but her name is Omo Sengare. It's a song on his album Africa to the World. San L, the San L magic that I was referring to earlier, is nothing short here. I guarantee that you'll really love this song. But folks, that's it from me, Iting Hambe, and anyone who knows me will tell you iOS device. Malhalelukungithakazela uthi sisimathousand spira maluda number 1111 habashwe.